departure. The presidential guard has also been sent onto the streets of the capital. In a moment, an eyewitness account from Jerry Timmins. Also in tonight's programme, a roundup of what the British press has had to say of interest to the Caribbean in the papers this week. I'm Sonia Fraser and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Haiti, the military government of General Prosper Avril is pursuing a systematic campaign of terror against unarmed demonstrators who are demanding his departure. Following the incidents yesterday in the capital, Port-au-Prince, where three civilians were killed by soldiers of the Presidential Guard at the end of demonstrations in which more than 5,000 people took part. General Avril has once again sent soldiers into the streets of Port-au-Prince, reports Jerry Timmins.
There were strikes and demonstrations all over Haiti again today. The demonstrations were smaller than yesterday, but were met with extreme force by the government. I went to one small demonstration in the capital this morning, organised by students from Haiti's university. It began at about 11 o'clock at the Faculty of Human Sciences, not far from the Dessalines barracks, just behind the presidential palace. Following the violence in front of the palace yesterday, the organisers intended to follow a twisting route, ending up at the Catholic Cathedral, thus avoiding the palace and any possible trouble. About 250 students took part in a peaceful march, but they were not able to avoid troops from the Presidential Guard.
OK, I'm down at the Rue Jean-Jacques Dessalines, and the troops have just turned up. There's a big student demonstration here, and people are panicking. They're armed. People are running up the side street, get away from them. Yes, they're coming this way.
My impression was that the soldiers had already been told where they were going and what they were to do. Their army lorry arrived at speed and I heard no orders being given. Their action amounts to a campaign of terror against the civilian population here. The purpose is clear. Demonstrations of any kind against this government will not be tolerated. General Avril has repeatedly assured me and other journalists here that he wants to move swiftly to free and fair elections. He says he wants to maintain law and order. But however genuine his intentions, the necessary conditions for free elections will not be created while troops are systematically beating and killing people. For BBC Caribbean Report, this is Jerry Timmins in Port-au-Prince.
And that student demonstration took place earlier today in Port-au-Prince. Joining me live on the line to bring us up to date on the situation is Jerry Timmins. Jerry, what is the situation now?
Well, Sonia, things are quietening down considerably in Port-au-Prince now. And the situation in the rest of the country is there's been a big demonstration up in Gonaïves, halfway up the coast to the north. That was broken up by tear gas. There was also a commemorative mass there for the young girl, the year-old girl who died on Monday. In Cap Haiten, there was another mass there and a couple of demonstrations, both about 500 strong, one based in the slums and one organized by the students. Schools and the big shops are closed all over the country. And in the suburb of Port-au-Prince, in Carrefour, there have been some hit-and-run incidents, people throwing rocks at the troops, and now I gather the troops have cordoned the area off.
The demonstration that took place earlier today, that was the students. What were their demands?
Well, I talked to a spokesman, and the first demand, as with most groups, most civilian opposition groups here, was that General Avril should step down. They were also very concerned about the Duvalierist leadership, as they put it, at the university. They feel the university isn't independent enough. And they called for an end to the massacre of the Haitian people. And they also called on all popular organizations to unite here to try and topple the military government.
From the report we heard yesterday and again today, the military have been out on the streets. And first of all, they were firing into the air to dispel the crowds. But it seems that they were getting quite involved with the crowds today. What has really been the conduct of the military?
Well, yes, certainly at the demonstration I was at today, there was a change in the conduct of the troops, really. Yesterday, troops near me, anyway, were mainly firing into the air. Troops carried their guns with the muzzles pointing at the air and then sort of lowered them to fire over people's heads. But today, when the troops ran up the street towards that demonstration that you heard, They had their weapons at their hips, pointing at people, which is why people ran so quickly. I took cover in an open drain from where I saw people being beaten with rifle butts and long truncheons. And while I was there trying to keep out of the way of the bullets, one soldier came over to me and I looked at him. He had a gun pointing at me, so I shouted, "I'm a journalist, je suis journaliste." And he lifted the weapon, aimed it, and shot just over my head. I thought he was going to kill me.
Obviously a very frightening moment for you. What about casualties in Haiti? I mean, yesterday we heard that there were 3 who were killed, or 12 who were in...
Over the past couple of days, this is not including today, there have been about 15 casualties. Reports of 5 people with bullet wounds. We've had 3 dead in the last 2 days, 3 civilians dead, 10 people crushed in the crowd, and people with broken bones where they've been beaten.